This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Summer heat calls for cold soup. Maybe gazpacho, maybe a lightly herbed vichyssoise. But what to feed the garden? Now, in parts of the Pacific Northwest, the year-round answer is also soup. Compost soup, to be exact. Healthy, hearty, just like at least some mothers used to make. Joining us now from her own summer kitchen in Portland, Oregon, is the Escoffier of Effluvia, our chef de cuisine, and our doyen of dirt. That takes the most time of anything I work on all week to come up with those names. Ketzel Levine. Ketzel, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. But, you know...
Yeah.
Earlier this year, remember you suggested that we start keeping a family of composting worms in our kitchen?
Oh, indeed, I remember.
They were just maggots and schmutz, what can I tell you? compost soup, do we have this to look forward to also?
Yes, in fact, we're going to be making it in a moment, and I might add, this is about as close as I get to a kitchen, and we're in the basement right now, in my basement sink. What we're talking about here is really better known as compost tea. Or what I've heard referred to in the Northwest as, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Microbe brew.
Oh, and they are so clever in the Northwest. But
aren't we just? And what we're talking about is a living liquid brew that, if it's done right, and I stress that part, it'll result in an incredibly nutritious concoction of beneficial microorganisms. Now, we're talking about all sorts of yummy good guys like bacteria, fungi, nematodes, protozoa, all of which can be used to enrich soil and, people say, grow extraordinarily healthy, happy plants.
It begins with, what is it, vegetable-based fish stock?
Ah, well, the soup that we're going to make this morning is one that will be very close to your heart. The tea itself... The tea that we'll be using is made from worm castings.
Oh, I wish I'd known. I could have contributed some. I'm sorry.
And the liquid that we're going to steep them in is a concoction of molasses, bat and seabird guano, and then, you know, a touch of sulfates, a little carbonates, and some seaweed.
Well,
that's our recipe for the day.
You're going to brew this up for us now?
Yeah, we're going to brew this up now. So what I'm doing is using a compost tea brewing system with the trade name Soil Soup. I hasten to add this is not a product endorsement, but this is what we're going to try. So what I've got here is a 6.5-gallon bucket and an electric pump that they call a bio blender that's going to aerate the brew. So I need to get started. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to reach into the worm castings bag here, and I'm going to take out 2 cups of worm castings. And what I'm doing is that I'm now filling up a sock, a big woolly sock with the worm castings. And I'm going to fit the sock, which is on a metal ring. I'm going to fit it over the side and put it in the bucket. Okay, the next thing I need to do is take 6 ounces of nutrient solution. Now, this is our seabird bat molasses concoction, okay?
You know, Ketzel.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart does have her problems at the moment, but at least she's not reduced to this.
Don't talk to me, Scott. I'm really tense when I'm in the kitchen.
All right, okay, sorry, yeah.
All right, so here, let's... This is 6 ounces of the yuck stuff. That's it, Scott. I mean, that's it for the recipe. I am now going to plug it into the wall. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that machine that you just turned on?
Well, the sound that you just heard is, in fact, the sound of the compost brewer working. And I have to leave that thing going now for 24 to 36 hours before it actually turns into compost tea that I can use.
Hmm. If someone is led to try this, are there a range of compost machines, compost soup machines that they can buy?
They're coming. At this point, there are very few home brewing machines. The larger units are more popular, and they've been used on farms, nurseries, golf courses, things like that. Mm-hmm. I do have a list of places to shop for this micro brewing supplies at my website, Talking Plants. Have I told you this is not my thing?
No, but this is, you mean compost soup? You really don't believe in it, or what?
It's not that I don't believe in it. I think there's ample evidence that compost teas are astonishing and compost is astonishing. But, you know, it's got to do with performance expectations, and I just don't really need...
Tread carefully now. Yeah.
Well, seriously, Scott, I mean, yeah. I just don't need my garden to perform all that astonishingly. I don't need it bigger. Bigger isn't really better. Now, if you know,
so I've been told.
If I was producing food, if I had diseases, I mean, there are particular things that I certainly would think that this I would turn to this for. But in my own gardening, which is a lazy person's garden, I'd rather just lay down a couple inches of manure in the fall and let it rot itself.
Now, I understand. I am told that, in fact, there's good anecdotal evidence that this really works.
Yeah, and, you know, even though we've been carrying on, I do want to tell you that compost tea is, in fact, being used in Lower Manhattan, specifically in Battery Park, which, you know, as you know, is adjacent to the site of the World Trade Center. Well, evidently, the plants that have survived 9/11 have been suffering from toxic levels of salt in the soil. And daily applications of compost tea have, in fact, taken up the salts and in most incidences have saved the plants. So all joking aside, there is ample proof over the centuries that compost tea is really an incredibly viable alternative to chemical controls.
Ketch, thanks very much.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Ketch Levine, our Doyen of Dirt, speaking with us from Portland, Oregon. There is more about compost soup on Ketchel's website. A lot of other things besides that, too. Go to npr.org and click on Talking Plants. Tasty compost soup.